First of all, thank you for letting me come today and speak. Honestly, I was a little hesitant at first, but I'm glad that we went through with this, and it brought a lot of light in me just reflecting where I started and where I'm at now. So thank you. First, I want to thank God for leading me to this wonderful and humble place and loving family of believers. Some of you may know me, most of you do, I think. Those of you who don't, my name is Chris. I came to Cross Point right at about 2 years ago last month. I grew up in a small town called Pond Creek, just north of here, about 20 minutes. Early on, I was about 7 years old when my mom and dad divorced. My mom moved to Enid, my father stayed in Pond Creek, so I stayed with him and just kind of seen my mom on the weekends from there on out. Graduated in 2009 from high school. At the end of my junior year is when I got involved in fire department and in emergency medical services through the Pond Creek Fire Department. And I served there until about 2013 when I moved to Enid and started working for the ambulance service here as well. Throughout high school, I started attending Hillsdale Bible Church. That's where I went to youth group, and that's where I really kind of grew into really starting to question who God was and really if I had, you know, really accepted Christ into my heart or not. I went to group there with Cody and Chloe for quite a while, and eventually I was led to the Lord and accepted him, and I was baptized there as well. God provided people a lot in my path at Hillsdale. It really shaped who I've become now. I attended a few churches here and there from there on out, but I never really settled anywhere and never became fully focused in on God. I was invited here by some good friends, Cody and Chloe Taze. I remember the very first time I came here, I remember saying to myself, wow, it was a long hour and a half. wasn't used to that. Here we are now, and I don't think anything of it anymore, so it's wonderful, actually. So admittedly, I struggled with trying to commit myself fully to God, and I struggled with many different things throughout my earlier years, some simple and some more complex. I remember many times in my life where I told myself that I needed to get better to a better place or to be at a certain level before I got more involved. I've always loved taking care of people and being a hard worker, but I've struggled with commitment and consistency in my life through that. When I first started coming to Cross Point, I knew I needed to get plugged in, especially with the life group. I met Jeremy through the church early on, told myself I should probably go check it out. I talked to Cody a little bit, and honestly, he looked like a pretty cool dude, and he is, for the most part. Joking. Jeremy invited me to come back weekly to meet up with him. We challenged ourselves to read through the Bible and grow together. A few months later, I asked to join the church as a member and went through the process with Blair and one of the elders, Aaron Abbott. I questioned more than I probably should have why I'm not in certain places in my life and where I am, you know, at my age and why I'm not here. However, my family here at Cross Point, many of you I talk to on a daily basis sometimes, through worship on Sundays, meeting up with brothers during the week, Jeremy, Jay, met with Terrell before, and Cody and Jay, and my small group too. They've become my accountability more than anything. While I may not be where I think I need to be and why I still struggle with those thoughts at times, I've realized it's never been about me in the first place, and this really hit me pretty hard just a few months ago. I spent too much of my life trying to figure out what I can do instead of focusing on what God is doing or what he's doing in my life. But I still struggle even now. Through that struggle, though, I understand that I'm being challenged to speak openly with my brothers here, challenged to bring my prayer to light during meetings, small group, and worship, and challenged to seek God daily through the Bible and in prayer. That's something I didn't fully understand before, but I do now. When Jeremy asked me about giving my testimony, I was hesitant at first, not because I didn't want to speak, but because I didn't feel like I had the appropriate testimony. Sorry, guys. When I sat there thinking about the words, it brought me back to what I realized in the first place, that it's not about me. I can follow steps, I can go through processes, but God is the one who has changed my heart internally. If there's any encouragement I have to leave with you, we will struggle, we will have amazing days, and we will have rough days, but having faith in God, taking bold steps towards accountability with your brothers and sisters, repenting daily of your sins, pursuing God through the Bible and prayer daily, and simply opening up your life to Him can change you for forever. I'm beyond grateful, I'm beyond thankful for the place God has brought me here at Crosspoint. Through many levels of leadership, pastors, elders, deacons, and members, it has given me something that I can truly want to be part of and continue to grow in. And I am thankful for all of you guys here and how I can grow with you. And thank you for letting me come up today.